Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
Ben Hammersley, you know, coined the term podcast in his article in The Guardian 2004. From the recording to the distribution, the RSS, streaming, all this finally to your devices. In this world, our hunger for information and entertainment, it makes us do all that work. And it kind of creates these amazing programs of various subjects, you know, and this can range from things like technology, self-improvement, astronomy, Hollywood gossip, strangest facts and fiction. I wanted to create a self-improvement podcast mainly so I could learn more about people, their passions, their goals, so I could apply and learn what I need to do in my life. When I first started this business, I was living in my parents' basement. I had no idea what I was going to study in college. And I was in the middle of my college year, and I still didn't really have much of a direction. So I wanted to bring experts onto my show so I could give myself a bit more insight on what I really want to do. And slowly but surely, it went from me looking more career-wise into me kind of exploring different things that I found interesting. And now it's more about a bit of both. I'm learning more, and so I'm helping other people learn more too. I want to learn more about people who are successful. I want to find patterns. And I'll tell you right now, after interviewing hundreds of people, I found patterns. The main thing that pushes and motivates most of these people on my show who are so successful is grit, passion, and perseverance. Those are the biggest qualities. Yes, each of them are talented in their own respect. Some are great tax attorneys, some are great CPAs, some are great incubators, some are great spiritually, some are great, you know, athletically. Again, you know, some are great scientists. The sky's the limit. But all of them had one thing: grit. It's because I wanted to improve myself. And through the desire to improve myself, I brought in a lot of passion to the show. And I also brought a lot of people onto the stage that could also help people too. So that's why self-improvement was such a big thing to me, because I wanted to grow myself. And I realized while trying to grow myself that other people were also gaining from this as well. Long form for me, it brings substance, you know. What I dislike about a lot of regular day-to-day conversations is that it's just too shallow. You know, we talk about the weather, you know, we talk about, you know, little things that I don't really think add any substance. A 1 hour interview, or even a 30 minute to 15 minute interview, allows for depth. It allows me to really dive into the person. And it's something I find interesting too, because I think in life, sometimes a bit of depth is important. And try this yourself. Try having a deep conversation with someone for about an hour. You could do it on a podcast. You could, you know, just do it whatever way. And you learn so much about them rather than just asking about these shallow in the air things that most people pretend to care about. Simplicity, audience, and connection. Podcasting is just so much more simple. Podcasting could be hard for some people too, but it was such a big leap from the radio station. It was different. With the radio station, I literally had to learn how to run audio hybrid systems to connect my landline phone to my mixer. I had to understand how to just DJ in general and mix and upload songs. It took a lot of storage space up on my computer. And I finally just had to learn the nuances of the tech. Because in order to connect a radio station to the digital band, because I had a digital radio station, you need to understand how encoders work. And it took about a good few weeks before I learned anything. It was a very tough learning curve. But with the podcast, you just get a host, and then you just record everything, and then you upload. Podcasting is hard in its own regard, because it's a different type of audience. Your audience is more niche. Your audience will need to be engaged more than a radio station would be. So I would say podcast, easier to start, harder to continue. Radio station, harder to start, easier to continue. I think podcasting in a way can be a bit more reward. And a lot of radio stations are now running their own podcast. So no harm, no foul. Second reason, it generally pushes a better type of audience. I want an audience that's closely knit, that understands me as a person. And I find podcasting is a great culture to bring that in. You know, podcasting sort of is a home space. You know, that's why it's called the Jimbo Parrish Show. It's a province, right? And I get to bring people together into what I do. Podcasting, in a way, brings a different type of audience that most other social media strategies don't incorporate. It's one of the best mediums to have a close-knit audience. And then the third and final reason is that I simply enjoy interviewing. Interviewing is very engaging to me. I get to learn about people. I get to learn about their passion. I get to understand, you know, their perspective in life. And in a way, I learn about myself too. If I hadn't interviewed all those people, I'll be real with you, I would be a completely different person than I am right now. In order to find your own niche, you need to understand what you actually enjoy. And you need to pinpoint on something you enjoy in particular. A niche can always be too large, but it can never be too small. Don't ever think that if your niche is too small, it's not going to work. Because here's the thing, you can expand out of it. Like with me, it was mainly just entrepreneurs from a basic sense. Then it was spiritual entrepreneurs. Then it was health entrepreneurs. And now it's scientists in corporate businesses. Start off with a small niche and then expand out. My suggestion, if you want a pretty broad niche, get into interview. Okay, interviewing can be a bit forgiving with podcasting when you want a broad niche. Because in a way, the niche is you and your perspective. I'm Jimbo Paris. I'm Jimbo Paris. I'm Jimbo Paris. And this is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.